WFP's Ethiopia Country Director Abdu Jang says, despite a good response to international appeals for food aid, Ethiopia faces a critical shortfall in emergency supplies. He says the reserve established by the government to prevent a recurrence of past food crises is almost empty.
There is food reserve, but today it's almost at zero level. We cannot count on that. Now what we're trying to do is to increase the level of food which can be kept in the reserve, because we can go up to 1 million tons. We talk about 80 million people here who need food. So this is exactly where we're working together to try to increase the food reserve.
Of Ethiopia's 80 million people, Jang says between 13 million and 14 million are receiving some sort of food assistance. The government estimates 4.5 million need emergency food aid, but experts expect that number to keep rising until the rains come, allowing farmers to plant and harvest life-saving crops. The WFP official says $200 million in donations has been received since the onset of the current drought. He estimates another $100 million will be necessary to meet Ethiopia's needs until the end of this year. Jang also said the WFP is monitoring reports filtering out of Eritrea, suggesting food shortages there as well. The reports are hard to verify, and Eritrea's autocratic government has denied the drought is affecting food supplies, but satellite images indicate the country is affected by the same weather pattern that has victimized much of the Horn of Africa. Jang says Eritrean refugees arriving at camps in northern Ethiopia are saying the Asmara government tries to prevent them from leaving and that conditions are deteriorating.
All this is speculation. What we know is you cannot have a drought in Ethiopia, in Somalia, in Kenya, in a certain area and not having the same. But what we heard from the government, the authority in Eritrea, they say there are no problem when it comes to food aid in Eritrea. But for people crossing the border and coming into Ethiopia that we interview, we know there are some problems and we are monitoring that very closely.
Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Africa Johnny Carson last month said many Eritrean refugees fleeing to Ethiopia are suffering from life-threatening malnutrition. He urged officials in the Eritrean capital Asmara to cooperate with UN agencies and international organizations to address the issues of hunger and food shortages. The WFP's Jang estimates the number of Eritrean refugees at camps in northern Ethiopia at a few thousand. That's nowhere near as large as the more than 150,000 Somali refugees in southern and eastern Ethiopia, and the even larger numbers in Kenya. He says the UN agency technically maintains an office in Asmara, but has not had any international staff there since 2005 and is not able to monitor conditions in the nation of 5 million. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.